بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. وقال تعالى: وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة وظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لامرئ ما نوى. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا. وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We always firstly express our thanks and shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His ongoing favors and ni'mat upon us. The food that we eat, the water that we drink, the shelter above our heads, the means of transportation that we utilize, the health that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. All these are favors and ni'mat from His side for which we need to continue thanking Him. The greatest, the most precious and the most valuable of all these favors, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us iman, made us believers in the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Generally, when we speak about the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, normally our minds go to the material and the temporary favors of this dunya. And rarely do we speak about, or rarely do we ponder over the spiritual favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. One great favor which we will very soon witness, inshallah, with the fazr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is, of course, the coming month of Ramadan. And we know, of course, our ulama, our imam, sahab, they have been advising us in regards to the virtue of the month of Ramadan and how we should prepare for the coming month of Ramadan. And this month of Ramadan is such a great favor from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, which we need to consider as a favor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates that type of environment for us in which we are supposed to develop certain qualities which we as Muslims cannot do without. And we find that when a person goes on a journey, he is undertaking a journey, and especially if it's a long journey, perhaps 2 weeks or more, then a person will have to prepare for that journey in advance. You will have to make some preparation, you will have to take off from work, you will have to book his tickets, you will have to book his accommodation, etc. So there is definitely some preparation that is required before he undertakes this journey, especially if it's a long journey. Very rarely you'll find a person wakes up one morning and he decides that he is now going to fly overseas or is going for Umrah. Yes, of course, there are those people that are fortunate to be in that position. But most of us will have to prepare in advance for that journey. We will have to, as mentioned, book our accommodation, book our tickets, ensure that everything will be sorted out at home once we leave, and ensure that everything will be sorted out on that side so we are sure that we will have a smooth and safe trip. So we find in the same way, this month of Ramadan that is coming, it is so to say a spiritual journey that we will be undertaking, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be putting us on in that month. We know the first 10 days of this month will be days of mercy. The second 10 days will be days of forgiveness from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last 10 days will be days of freedom from the fire of Jahannam. So we will undertake this journey in the month of Ramadan, starting from the first of Ramadan. We will start fasting in the daytime, and thereafter we will have to stand up for Taraweeh Salah at night. So it requires some preparation. One is the physical preparation. Of course, we know our women folk, and that is just for our needs of this dunya, that the women folk will already from now be preparing for iftar, etc. They will be filling their freezers. And the more important thing is the spiritual preparation. The month of Ramadan is going to come. We have to ensure that we are going to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. our a'mal will increase, our salah will increase, our ta'alluq with the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase, or supposed to be increasing. Our ta'alluq with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran, will increase, or is supposed to be increasing. So from now, we have to prepare physically and mentally as well as spiritually for the coming month of Ramadan. We tell ourselves that, you know what, once the month of Ramadan comes, I'm going to free up myself from all other unnecessary work, and I'm going to dedicate my time, any spare moment in that month of Ramadan, to take full benefit of that month, to get closer to my Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to try and get the objectives of that month of Ramadan. So the preparation that is there. Then, of course, respected friends and elders, besides the preparation, or part of the preparation, is the reflection. Or more important is the reflection. That a person has to ask himself the question, every year we witness the month of Ramadan. The months of Ramadan come and go. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a hadith, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ayat of the Quran also, has encouraged us as Muslims to reflect, internally reflect, think within ourselves. In a hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Take your own hisab kitab before your hisab kitab will be taken, of course, on the day of Qiyamah. So we think within ourselves, we ponder to ourselves, you know, the month of Ramadan is coming. Really, sincerely, am I ready for that month? Am I really and sincerely ready for that month that is coming? And do I really and sincerely want to take the full benefit of that month? Or I just want to, or within myself, I'm just thinking, oh, the month of Ramadan is coming now. Oh, I'm going to have to fast now. I have to wake up for Sehri. At the back of our mind now, we're thinking it's a taklif for me now. Then I have to stay hungry the whole day. I can't have my tea time. I can't have my lunch. I have to wait. Now the fast is long, right up until 6:45. Then, oh, I have to go for Isha, Taraweeh now. So we have to ask ourselves, take stock of within ourselves, are we really looking forward to that month of Ramadan? And do we really want to take full benefit of that month? Because that month of Ramadan, when it comes with its mercy and its benefit, it's like no other time in the year. And if a person said he doesn't have the right intention, then that month can pass him by and he will benefit absolutely zero. So this is the hisab kitab we need to take of ourselves, that reflection. Think within ourselves that, you know what, this life that I'm leading, am I sincerely leading the life of a practicing Muslim? And the month that is coming, do I really want to fully take advantage of it, and do I really want to change my life? Sincerely ask ourselves, do I really want to change my life? Do I want to make that real and sincere tawbah? Because the month of Ramadan is for that. If we do not have the intention to make tawbah in that month, then when will we ever have the intention to make tawbah and change our lives? So this is the reflection we have to ask ourselves, that which direction am I heading? Am I heading in the direction of akhirat and towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or is my behavior in this dunya, is the way I act in this dunya, a'mal that I am carrying out, does it display and does it show me heading in a totally different direction other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and akhirat? So this reflection, think within ourselves, sincerely ask ourselves. No one can really give you an answer better than yourself. If you ask within yourself, really sincerely ask yourself, you'll get the right answer. So sincerely, once we ask ourselves these pertinent, these important questions, so once we try and make that preparation, part of that preparation is that reflection, then once you make that reflection, internal reflection, then you make that sincere intention. Then you make the intention now that this month that is coming, I want to really and sincerely utilize the benefits of this month. The mercy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be sending down, the maghfirat, the nur that He will be sending down, the environment that will be created in that month of listening to Quran, the environment of fasting. I want to really and sincerely use that environment and that nuraniyat to change my life for the better. I want to become a better Muslim. Famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which most or many ahadith kitabs begin with, innama al a'malu bin niyat wa innama limri'in ma nawa. Actions will be judged according to their intentions. Actions will be judged according to the intentions. Wa innama limri'in ma nawa. In another riwayat, wa innama likulli limri'in ma nawa. For every man, he will get whatever he intends. Whatever intention you have in your heart, that's what you're going to get. If you only intend to be a Muslim for the month of Ramadan, in the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, I'll come to the masjid, my 5 daily salat. I'll make sure I fast in Ramadan. I'll try and stay away from wrong. I'll put the cloth over the TV in the month of Ramadan. I'll come out of all those haram apps. So I'll just cut off myself from all those haram websites for the month of Ramadan. But the back of your mind, you know, no, once the moon of Eid is sighted, the next day, I'm going back. Then you have to ask yourself that question. You have to make that sincere intention. If your intention is to only be a Muslim for the month of Ramadan, and after the month of Ramadan, you want to go back to your old life of sin, then that is the benefit that you'll get. That is what you'll get. But if you have that sincere intention that, oh Allah, I want to use this month of Ramadan to change. I want to use this month of Ramadan to become a better Muslim, a better person. Even though after that you may slip and fall and commit a sin, and you may slip up being a human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eventually will give you whatever you intend. So the intention has to be correct. Your niyat has to be correct from now. You sincerely intend to change your life and benefit from the coming month of Ramadan. So, respected friends and elders, as mentioned, the preparation for the month of Ramadan, the reflection that we are supposed to make for the month of Ramadan, and the intention that we are supposed to have to benefit from the month of Ramadan. Now we find as part of the intentions, what benefits should we get from the month of Ramadan? Of course, we know the most important act or amal that we carry out, compulsory act from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan is fasting. Abstaining from food and drink and fulfilling our desires with our wife during the daylight hours. This is something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for us as farz during the month of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only tells us that it is farz, but out of His mercy, He explains to us the reasoning behind it, why He made it farz. We know the ayat. Every year we listen to this ayat. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama kutiba ala ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. Oh, you believe. Fasting has been prescribed for you as it was prescribed upon those before you, la'allakum tattaqoon, so that you may develop this quality of taqwa. So development of this quality of taqwa. A person cannot enter the month of Ramadan without having that intention of developing this quality of taqwa. If he does not have the intention of developing, if he does not have the intention of developing this quality of taqwa, then what other benefit can he get from this month of Ramadan? This month of Ramadan is there for a person to develop taqwa. And this taqwa is something which every Muslim cannot do without, whether he likes it or not. So we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us down on this earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us down on this earth as Muslims, as human beings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, lead your lives in a certain manner. Develop certain qualities, quality of taqwa, most important of them. Taqwa is to obey all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, abstain from all the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Live your life according to sunnah. Live your life according to kitabullah, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we know, we as human beings, how weak we are. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just left us to continue our lives like that, where will we make the effort to really develop this quality of taqwa? Where will we make this effort to really get close to this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His fazl and karam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the month of Ramadan. So whether we like it or not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so to say, is now forcing it upon us that I created you as a human being, I put you on the face of this earth, your end result depends on it, on you, whether you develop this quality of taqwa, whether you worship me or don't worship me, and how much amal you make on my book, this Quran. We, as mentioned, we find we ourselves will be weak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the month of Ramadan and He tells us, I want you to develop this quality of taqwa. I want you to fear me. So I'm making fasting compulsory on you, whether you like it or not. So whether we like it or not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His grace and His mercy, He wants to pull us towards Him. He wants to pull us towards Him, so He makes fasting compulsory on us. So we stay away from that which is normally permissible during the daylight hours. We stay away from it to exercise our nafs, to tell ourselves that, you know what, if I can stay away from that which is permissible during the daylight hours in the month of Ramadan, then I have the full capability of staying away from all other haram things outside the month of Ramadan. So this quality, the intention to develop this quality of taqwa, and we find, respected friends and elders, this quality of taqwa, the only time you will get the benefit from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all the promises from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of Jannah, etc., is once we develop this quality of taqwa. So together with this quality of taqwa also is the closeness to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is the closeness to the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know in the month of Ramadan, we will have to stand up for Taraweeh, Salah, and we will have to listen to the Quran being recited. The kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, the Huffaz, will be reciting this Quran. And it is very important for us. One is for us to recite the Quran, which is extremely important. The tilawat of the Quran and the rewards that come with the tilawat of the Quran. One is for us to listen to the Quran and the beauty of listening to the Quran. The other is for us to make an effort to understand the Quran. To make an effort to understand the message of the Quran. If you have to ask ourselves, this Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, this miracle Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, the scripture that He sent down, which are His words, the words of Himself, and He has protected it over the millennia. Who is this message for? Who is supposed to learn from this message? Who is supposed to take from this message? Who is supposed to get closer to the Creator because of this message? And who is supposed to act and make amal on this message? No one but us. So we have to ask ourselves, are we really doing that? Have we made an effort to understand the message of the Quran? And what is a not better time than in the month of Ramadan? Alhamdulillah, yesterday I was speaking to one of the elders of our community, and he told me that now that he's busy reading Ma'ariful Quran. Ma'ariful Quran is a very great tafsir of the Quran, commentary of the Quran by Hazrat Mufti Shafi' Uthmani, rahimahullah. And he tells me that now he's on Surah Nisa, and this is actually his second round of reading Ma'ariful Quran. Alhamdulillah, I was very happy to hear that. So if every one of us, and of course there are many translations of different authentic tafasir as well, so we can make an intention also to understand the message of the Quran. Because once you understand the message of the Quran, when you stand now behind that qari reading the Quran, when you listen to those ayat and you understand it, that is when the increase of your iman will come. Just take one example of one ayat. There are thousands of ayats. One example of one ayat. In the fourth juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ عِدَّةٍ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Hasten towards the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a jannat which, with the breadth which expands the heaven, which spans the heaven and the earth. A massive jannat. So once you get the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will get jannat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, أُعِدَّةٍ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Once again, this is prepared for the muttaqeen. Those that have the quality of taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further on in this ayat mentions, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً. Now, if a person understands Arabic or he understands this ayat, then he will really appreciate it, and then the tears will come out of his eyes. Then his heart will melt. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Those who, if they commit a sin or they make a mistake, أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, they oppress themselves by making a mistake. ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. They remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and immediately they make tawbah for that sin. Immediately they make istighfar. This ayat was revealed in regards to a person in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is mentioned that a sahabi with the name of Abu Sa'id, he was a person that was selling dates. So a woman comes to him to buy dates, a very beautiful woman at that. And she asks him about certain dates. So he tells her that, you know what, come with me inside the house. I got some very nice stock inside the house. So he takes her inside the house, and due to his weakness now, he hugs her and he kisses her. So she got a shock and she says, Ittaqillah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So immediately he comes to his senses and he realizes the wrong that he has done. Immediately he goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he tells Nabi sallallahu, oh Nabi of Allah, I have committed this mistake. On this incident, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed ayat. Those who, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً, when they commit a sin, they do something wrong, ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ, when they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and immediately they make tawbah. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And who can forgive their sin besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So us, respected friends and elders, we know how weak we are. We know the weaknesses that we have. We know the bad habits that we have. We know how much in need of change we are. How much in need of change we are. So who else is going to forgive us besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And in this month of Ramadan also, what is a better time for us to turn towards Him? So this is just one example of the ayat of the Quran. If a person now has to, there are so many other ayat of the Quran. In another ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks, and the ulama mentioned that this is the ayat that gives the most hope to people, to the sinners. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Say to my slaves who have wronged themselves, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not ever despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't ever despair, don't ever be despondent. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins. As long as you make sincere tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all your sins. On condition, further on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. You need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make inabat ila Allah. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. And submit to Him before any type of punishment overtakes you. So respected friends and elders, we find we do not know whether we are going to witness another Ramadan. We do not know whether we are going to witness another big night. How many people have passed away in the last few days? How many people have passed away in the last few months? So the time for us to change is now. The time for us to make that, to do that reflection, to make that intention for change is now. Because we have no guarantee of how long we are going. Friends and elders, once again, preparation for this blessed month of Ramadan, the reflection as to which direction we are going, and thereafter, of course, to make the relative intentions for the full benefit of the month of Ramadan. And as mentioned, developing this quality of taqwa, together with developing this quality of taqwa, ensuring or trying that we build a close link with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran. This book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find in one ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Cling firmly onto the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and together as a unit, with unity. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And do not cause differences amongst yourselves. So ulama mentioned that this rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the Quran. We need to hold firm onto the Quran, this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And together with that, we find, respected friends and elders, we know that famous riwayat of Salman radiallahu anhu, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba. Salman radiallahu anhu mentioned, خطبنا Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam في آخر يوم من شعبان. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a khutbah to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu on the last day of Sha'ban. And in that riwayat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the different virtues of the month of Ramadan and the fasting, etc. And one of those aspects that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that هو شهر المساوات مواسات. It is a month of sympathy for our fellow Muslim brother and our fellow human beings. So together with us, respected friends and elders, we are going to, there will be a change of ibadat in the month of Ramadan. We will try and develop ourselves spiritually, get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by getting closer to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, getting closer to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Together with that, respected friends and elders, to have that worry and that fikr about the conditions of our fellow Muslims and our fellow human beings in this part of the world and other part of the world. This is something which was a salient feature in the life of Rasulullah himself and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. We find in a hadith it is mentioned that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha mentions, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَجْوَدَ النَّاسِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous of people at all times. He was the most generous of people. He was not given something except that he gave it away to someone who needed it. And it is mentioned, وَكَانَ أَجْوَدَ مَا يَكُونَ فِي رَمَضَانِ. The time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was at his most generous was in the month of Ramadan. That is when he was at his most generous. In the hadith it is mentioned, كَانَ أَجْوَدَ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمُرْسَلَةِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was more generous than a wind that comes with good, than a wind that bring clouds of goodness. So this was the salient feature in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Together with that, respected friends and elders, in the life of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and all the akabirin, all those that came after the Sahaba, this fikr and this worry for the betterment of the condition of our fellow Muslim brothers in different parts, whether locally or in different parts of the world. Very famous incident mentioned regarding Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. We know that it was famous regarding him that he used to patrol the streets of Medina when he was the Khalifa. on one occasion he was patrolling the streets of Medina, and he comes across a lady who is sitting there with her children, and her children are sitting with her around the fire, and she is boiling something on the fire, but these children are crying, immensely crying. So he questions her and he asks her that, "Oh sister, what is going on here?" So she says to him that, "Oh Umar, I find myself in a situation where I have absolutely nothing to feed my children. What I did is I put some water on the stove and I started boiling it with the hope that these children, while waiting for that food that is not even there, hopefully they'll fall asleep." Umar radhiyallahu anhu, when he saw the condition of this lady, immediately he goes to the Baytul Mal. He fetches some items of food, some grocery items and some money as well, and he comes and he gives it to her. And he himself comes and he cooks that food for them and he feeds them himself. So respected friends and elders, this muasat, the sympathy for our fellow Muslim brothers, and we know, respected friends and elders, the conditions of our brothers in other parts of the world, in Palestine, in Gaza, in Syria. So in whichever way we can assist them, one is of course to make the dua for them on a daily basis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better their condition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defend and vanquish the enemies of Islam. Then in whichever way we can, we financially contribute towards their cause. And then we speak out against the injustice that is happening. And of course, if we can, we boycott all those entities and those companies that are funding the genocide that is taking place. So respected friends and elders, once again, just to recap, this month of Ramadan that is coming, for us to ensure that we have the correct preparation for this month of Ramadan. Part of that preparation is our reflection. Reflection as to whether we are heading in the right direction and as to whether we really want to sincerely benefit from that month of Ramadan. Thereafter, the correct intention that we should have for the coming month of Ramadan, the development of the quality of taqwa, the ta'alluq and linking ourselves up to closely to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, in the month of Ramadan and also after the month of Ramadan, for us to have that fikr and worry for the welfare of our fellow Muslim brothers and human beings locally and abroad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.